This is Todd Wright, and this is the Toddcast, presented by Brandon Legal Group. I had the opportunity over the weekend to play with my friends from Brandon Legal Group in the Brandon Foundation annual golf tournament out at Club Renaissance. I really enjoy everything about my interaction with those from Brandon Legal Group. They are huge Todd Wright Tour supporters. They have the first foursome in every one of my Todd Wright Tour golf events, which is becoming more important because we set a new record recently for Todd Wright Tour XIX. Todd Wright Tour 19 sold out in 8 days. I am taking names for the waiting list. More on that in a moment. Brandon Legal Group, not only huge Todd Wright Tour supporters, but they're there for you as well when you need legal help. And if you're asking me the question, well, what type of law do they specialize in? All you need to do is listen when you call 844-4BLG-4ME, and one of the first things that the message tells you before they point you in the right direction is your full service law firm. Covers everything. 844-4BLG-4ME. That's the phone number. This is not an impulse buy, but when you need legal advice or legal assistance, call them, schedule a free consult. Also, you do not need to live in Brandon, Florida. You do not need to work in Brandon, Florida. If something happens on the roads, it doesn't have to happen in Brandon, Florida. They service the greater Tampa Bay area. 844-4-BLG-4ME. Brandon Legal Group, full service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. And yes, Brandon Legal Group will be playing in Todd Wright Tour XIX. That's May 4th at Wentworth Golf Club, and we are sold out. However, there are some that may not make the deadline for payment. So I'm building a waiting list. If you'd like to be on the waiting list as an individual, a twosome, a threesome, or a foursome, to immediately take the spots of any unpaid tee times come April 1st, email me at toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. All right, this edition of the Toddcast will focus primarily on the Tampa Bay Lightning, and it's another reminder that come April, the Todd Wright Lightning Playoff Podcast will return. We did it for the first time last year. We're very successful with it. I covered every home playoff game in person as a credentialed member of the media, thanks to the Tampa Bay Lightning for the credential, the parking pass, and the seat at all home games. So I had plenty of access to everything I needed to do the podcasts. Those podcasts will return in April, and they will be frequent. They could be once a week. They could be twice a week. It could be three times a week, depending on what's going on. And we'll get a jump on it right when April hits, because we'll, at that point, sort of be looking at the path that the Lightning might have to get to the Stanley Cup Finals in the Eastern Conference, where they fell short a year ago, losing in 7 games to the eventual Stanley Cup champion, Washington Capitals, who they're seeing a lot of these days late in the regular season as the Capitals are making a push to win their division title, a division led for much of the season by their former coach's new team, Barry Trotz's New York Islanders. Certainly looks like the Caps will win that division. And many even with NBCSN that were on the telecast of last night's Capitals Lightning game that the Lightning won on the Victor Hedman overtime goal really wanted to promote it as a rematch of the Eastern Conference Finals and a preview of another Eastern Conference Finals. And then they'd say, but we have a long way to go. You can tell that the expectation is there. The expectation is there from the Washington side. The expectation is there from the Tampa Bay side. The expectation is there from the national hockey media that Lightning and Capitals once again could produce a tremendous conference final if they take care of their business between now and then. Not saying anything is easy, but many are looking forward to that. and last night's game, the intensity of the game, the vibe of the game, the result of the game, the way both teams are playing just feeds that even more. All right, so a quick thought on the podcast. So this is the Toddcast can do anything. So that's why I'm doing the Toddcast now. It's not only a reminder that the Lightning Playoff Podcast return next month, in addition to the Toddcast continuing right here once a week, but the Lightning Playoff Podcast will not only be presented for the second straight year by Brandon Legal Group, but I'm announcing a second sponsor for the Lightning Playoff Podcast, and this guy's been great to me and my golfers at Todd Wright Tour events, with prizes and parties and free bowling for virtually everyone who plays in my events. I want to thank Anthony Peroni at Pin Chasers. They have three locations in the Tampa Bay area, for lack of a better term, one on Hillsborough, one on Armenia, and one, I believe, is Zephyr Hills. I've never been to that third location. I'll make a point of getting out there prior to the Lightning Playoff Podcast starting. But there are three Pin Chasers locations. I frequent the Armenia location, and the Hillsborough location is very close to my home as well. And I'm still stunned when I walk in how big these places are, how clean they are, how efficient they are run, and for all ages. I mean, 8 to 80 are bowling in Pin Chasers at various times of day. There are all sorts of promos going on. I want to thank Pin Chasers for coming on as a Lightning Playoff Podcast sponsor, as well as what they do for Todd Wright Tour events. So thank you, Anthony. I look forward to sending you not only my golfers, but my podcast listeners. And thanks for being a part of what I do here on the podcast and with the Lightning Playoff Podcast coming up in April. I was somewhat concerned at intermission. Capitals, no, Lightning were up 4-3. Lightning were up 4-3 at the second intermission on Wednesday night because of the physical nature of the game. The Caps actually had a player that had to be helped off the ice. There were a couple of scuffles that went on with a few minutes remaining. Game was getting very chippy, quite physical. It had the feeling of a game where someone could lose someone to injury for an extended amount of time, and we're so close to the playoffs that you don't want to do that. So here is where you have to take the big picture perspective if you're John Cooper and the Lightning. That game last night was relatively meaningless. The Lightning have already clinched the division, and by virtue of clinching the President's Cup, President's Trophy, they will have games 1 and 7 of every playoff series they're in at Amalie Arena. They could lose every game the remainder of the season, and it doesn't change anything about their playoff seeding. Now, do they want to go into the playoffs cold? No, not the point. Point being is you don't want to lose a player to an unfortunate and potentially avoidable injury in what are now, I'll say it again, meaningless games as it relates to your playoff seeding. They don't have any bearing. You've already clinched number one, and I just put it this way. You'll have games 1 and 7 at home every playoff series you play. As long as you can keep advancing, you have home ice. 1 and 7 at home. It turned out nothing bad happened in the third period or overtime for either team. And the Lightning, despite giving up the extra attacker goal from Kuznetsov in the final minute of regulation, Hedman scores in impressive fashion, walking in with the forehand-backhand goal to defeat the Capitals. So the Lightning just keep pushing. there was some sense, even from the announcers on NBCSN last night, that this was a message game from the Lightning. That, yeah, you know what? You not only beat us last year, but you pushed us around. And tonight, we're here to remind you, you're not going to beat us this year, and you're not going to push us around either. I get that. As long as no one gets injured. Because, you know, there have been, what, Hedman was dinged at one point this year. Vasilevsky missed some time where clearly, and this was something they addressed with getting Domingue, I still don't know what Steve Yzerman's fascination was with Budaj. Putting Budaj in net was basically a reason to bet the over in any Lightning game, because the game was going to be 7-6, 7-5, 6-5, 6-4, or something like that. So Domingue is much more capable when he is called upon to play. I'm sure the plan is not to call on him to play at all in the postseason, and I'm sure we're getting close to the point where Domingue might play more of the final games of the regular season for the reasons I just gave. That if you're going to ask Andrei Vasilevsky to carry you, as good as the team in front of him is, he plays a huge part in all this. If you're going to ask him to win you 16 games from second week of April to second, third week of June, you're going to give him some more nights off in late March and early April, because the result of the game, there are no points that need to be had by the Lightning. And the Lightning clearly are very comfortable skating in front of Domingue as they are Vasilevsky. So that's one area where you will see. Look, I know it's not like a football preseason game that doesn't count, or even a baseball spring training game. I kind of wish baseball spring training would last 162 games, and then just somehow we figure out who the best teams are, and then we're in October, because regular season baseball, so much of it doesn't matter, and that's the great part about spring training, is no one cares about the score. It's the right atmosphere for baseball, but I digress. So in spring training baseball, you have managers that can play starters for 3 innings or 5 innings or 6 innings. Pitchers are always used differently. In preseason football, other than the third preseason game, which is to an extent, there's a modest game plan. There's a plan for the starters for the first half. But then most of them leave in the second half. You have enough reserves in these cases where you don't have to play your starters. It's not that way in hockey. Now, sure, you could pull, you can pull your number one goaltender and not play him, and that's something I'm sure John Cooper is going to do and play Domingue more here in these final regular season games, just to make sure Vasilevsky is fully rested and ready to win 16 games in the Stanley Cup postseason. But it's not as easy to pull your number ones, to use a college football term, to pull your ones off the ice because, well, we want to rest them too. It's not as easy to do because you only have so many players that you can ultimately use, and hockey doesn't really allow for what baseball allows, where baseball has the 40-man call-up late in the season. Hockey doesn't do anything like that. So, but I certainly, that game last night had that vibe for sure. Turns out the Lightning not only won it, but avoided anyone getting injured in the game, where the Capitals did have an injury. I didn't follow up on the status of that particular player. It was a defenseman who went out late in the second period. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group, your full-service law firm. Remember, you do not need to live nor work nor have your legal issue originate within the city limits of Brandon, Florida, to call Brandon Legal Group for a free consult. 844-4-BLG-4ME. They service the greater Tampa Bay area. 844-4-BLG-4ME. Brandon Legal Group. Proud supporters of the Todd Wright Tour, and like Pin Chasers, they will be the two sponsors of the Lightning Playoff Podcast which will start officially in just a couple of weeks. Thanks for listening to this edition of the Toddcast, and I'll talk to you next time.